Blog Talk Radio. Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful, wonderful night of Canned Laughter and Coffee. I am very excited. I have the naked authoress herself, Sally McKenzie, on the program. And for those of you who have got your computers at the ready, you can go ahead and go to www.sallymckenzie.net. And for those of you who are not schooled, that's M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, McKenzie, sallymckenzie.net. Sally, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, I'm so glad that you did this.
Because I'll let you know afterwards if I'm glad or not.
Well, you know, trust me, it'll be great. It'll be great. I have to say, the titles alone of this series, I mean, do you get a lot of reaction? People kind of laugh, or they get a little,
Oh, yeah,
just kind
people
of
think
fun.
They're quite funny. People like to come up with, well, who the next naked person is going to be. My poor husband got, well, the first book was The Naked Duke, and everybody, he's a corporate attorney, and his whole office was like, oh, so are you the Naked Duke? For Halloween that year, he dressed up just as his, in his work clothes and brought my cover flat to the Halloween Christmas party, the Halloween party at the office, and he entered himself in the horror category, and he won.
Oh! So does he ask himself as a corporate lawyer, how was I'm lucky that I ended up with a romance writer for a wife, or is he just a little befuddled by the whole thing?
Well, he's sort of befuddled. We were law school classmates. But he always knew I wanted to write. He just didn't know. I didn't know that this was what I was going to be writing. So,
ooh, what did you? What, so you kind of wolf in sheep's clothing. You kind of snuck.
Right.
Oh my!
Right. Well, my I was a regulation writer for a while. I wrote, if you remember, ketchup as a vegetable with the school lunch program back in the day. That was my regulation.
That was
not my idea.
Are you responsible for ketchup is a vegetable? That was your idea?
There's a long story. It wasn't my idea, and it was actually not a bad idea. But, yes, I was a little grandoon that was working on that little regulation. So I was actually published in the Federal Register.
There's a claim to fame that not everybody can make. That's fantastic.
That's right.
I mean,
well, you have to be a certain age to remember that, but, yeah.
Well, that's it. We date ourselves instantly. Hey, it's a vegetable. In our minds, we know it's a vegetable because it's written in the regulations, and now I know who put that in there and who to refer to. That's phenomenal. Well, there's a limited pool of New York Times bestselling authors, but really, regulation writing, I think
there
you're the only one I've ever met. I have goosebumps. About that.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm quirky. What
you
can
need
I
to get
say?
Out more, Renee.
I should. I know, but they don't let me out. So that's I'm working on it. Good behavior, all of that stuff. So I'm sorry, but the naked Viscount. Do you have people sending you in suggestions of who should be naked next?
Well, I am moving up the chain, but only. They're all just nicknames because the novella will be The Naked Prince and the next book is The Naked King. But The Naked King in 1821, when the book is set, is George IV, and that would have been horror writing, not romance, because he was not a fine figure of a man at that time. So it's just a nickname. There was a lot of him to love. A lot of him to love back then. So.
Well, it is. Luckily, we write fiction, so as historical romance authors, we can sort of step around it, break the rules, and do anything we want with it. This just jumped out at me when I saw that first book of The Naked Duke and all of it. It was like, well, I just love it. It just is so funny. Are the books funny? Are they inherently, there's a little humor there, or?
Yeah. Yeah, they're supposed to be. I mean, I think they're if they're not funny, well, you have to get my weird sense of humor, I guess. But enough people seem to be that they're definitely the Viscount is just out is sort of full of penis jokes. Can I say that on the air?
Yes, you may. Yes, you may. Sheila's too sick to argue, so I'm going to say yes. I'm going to use my power to say yes.
Okay.
Because we've had erotic romance writers on the show, and I'm pretty sure that word has come up before. So.
It's not erotic, though. It's just sort of crazy, you know?
I love it. I love it. No, I think humor and romance go together so brilliantly. If you're not smiling at some point during a book, I feel like something might be wrong.
Right.
And you're straying into textbooks.
So I think my best reader comment was someone who read the Marquess and said that she laughed so hard she fell off the couch. So I thought there was an endorsement.
There you go. They should put that on the covers. You know, they always want to quote somebody saying something great about your books. And it's good to get a famous name, but every once in a while, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could just throw a reader quote up there?
Right. There you go.
Hey, you should have a there you go. We'll have a contest. Thinking I'm going to have a contest for my next book to see if I can talk my publisher into putting a reader quote on the cover.
That'd be great.
As long as you get to pick the quote. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that could go horribly wrong if you weren't.
It could.
Not that we don't love readers. Love, love, love. But every once in a while, I do get some interesting mail. I don't know about you. But,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you just got back from England. I'm very jealous.
Yes, I was there 10 days. We went to London, and we stayed in London, but we took like 4 day trips out. So we always came back to London, and it was wonderful. I hadn't been to England since I was just graduated from high school, and that was more than a year or two ago.
Just a couple. It's amazing how time flies, you know, with law school and everything else and the regulatory, you know, interlude. And, you know, marrying the lawyer guy and the whole thing. But, yeah, a couple
four
of years.
Boys.
Oh, well, there you go. I got to stretch it out a little bit. I have to say I am so jealous, though. But you took the guy, you took your man, and did he enjoy it, too?
He did, but there was more looking at spoons and things that he went off when I was in the British Museum and the Victorian Albert and did other stuff while I was looking at my, you know, Regency and Georgian stuff. He was off looking at other stuff. So.
And the textiles and the little details.
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
so here's the next question. Are they used to romance? Or like, do you sort of announce your calling? And, you know, and let people know what you're doing, taking notes and being a little bit odd as a tourist? Or did you try to go in under the radar, hoping that they...
I didn't announce what I was doing. I think some of the docents in the various museums were ready to throw me out the door because, you know, the kind of question a writer asks is very different from your general tourist. And I want to know what that thing is. And some of the, you know, the educational material they had was out of date. And I would say, what's that thing? It's not on the sheet. And they wouldn't know. And I think I'd get a little annoyed. Then they had to call in somebody else. Like, there was a boot jack at one place, and I wanted to know how it worked. Well, nobody really knew how it worked, you know, how you got your boots off with it, which was the front, which was the back. So here I am with my American accent, you know. So they were very nice. But.
And they're like, why do you go away? What are you?
Well, it was funny. Some of them were very interested, and, you know, you ask them one question, they go on to the next, and others were like, I don't know, and would you please go to the next room?
But I mean, I imagine that you were sort of caught up in very odd little sidetracks, you know, and everybody else is going, oh, wow, look at the lovely wallpaper, and we're the ones going, okay, now which drawer would you put, you know, which one would she put, if you had gloves, which drawer would they go in, the right or the, you know, what do you think? And I think that's wonderful.
Right. And some of the sites were much more detailed about what they showed you, like at the Royal Pavilion. They just had this beautiful table set, but there was a guy that looked like he was the guard, so I finally asked him what these big gold things were on the table. I thought, well, maybe they were, you know, to wash their fingers. Well, no, it was like to cool the wine. I didn't know they had things like that. So,
no.
In any event, don't get me started.
Oh, I love it. See,
we're just, you know,
Sheila goes to Comic-Con, and you and I would be like, oh, charger plates. Oh, look. Oh. So you did the England thing. Did you go to Bath? You write Regency.
I did.
It's a religious requirement, isn't it, that you
right.
have to go to Bath?
That's right. But the upper assembly rooms were closed. We couldn't get into them. They were having some function. But we still saw, you know, Royal Crescent, and we went into number one, which is what they except that they have it sort of set up for like mid-1700s, and I wanted to know what things looked like in 1816, not, you know, 1790.
Right.
So I was having a little trouble with that. But.
So they almost threw you out of there, too, huh?
Yeah.
I
would ask my questions, and they would answer the way that they thought I should be asking the questions.
You might be on some blacklist. You don't know.
I think maybe I am. Maybe it's not.
They might see your name on a future tour. Go,
well, I didn't tell
okay, no.
Name.
Yeah, no, we're not. She can't come in. No, tell her there's a function.
Right. Exactly. The word had spread.
They might have called ahead. No, don't let her up in the assembly. No, she's there. Tell her there's a function going on because you really don't want to let this one in.
That's
and you
right.
want to be sure and count the spoons
right.
after because you never know with these Americans what they're going to walk off with. So.
Oh, and I did take the waters in the pump room.
Oh.
You can actually
did they taste nasty?
The water.
Was it nasty?
Sort of, except that, I don't know, I've been to the Maryland Shore, and it has very sulfuric water, so to me it didn't taste any different than, like, the water in Bethany or Rehoboth or Ocean City or something like that, you know. It wasn't, I probably drank more than I should have, though, because I was feeling a little bit ooh afterwards, but, and it was warm, that was sort of gross, you know, cold with it, but warm is sort of like,
Yeah, warm sulfur water is, yeah.
Yes.
I draw the line.
It was a great taste, but it wasn't revolting, really, except after you thought about it for a while. But, you know.
I think you're not, it's one of those things you're not supposed to think about. I think you just, like oysters, you just,
right.
when you eat
right.
oysters, you can't dwell or think
oh,
about your 10th grade biology class or any of that. You just eat the oyster.
Right.
No,
I don't eat anything where my teeth bounce back.
I love that you did the required. Did you? Because to me, it's like, aren't you required by law to eat marzipan and take the waters? And
I hope you don't have to eat marzipan because I didn't do that. I mean, the Regency police might come in and arrest me.
Sorry, that's a Jane Austen thing. That's just And I'm not a Regency. I'm a little nervous actually because I think that is such a well-documented and revered time period that I am just terrified that since I'm not fluent in French, that perhaps
right.
I shouldn't go there.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, I skirt around the edges. I'm not, and a lot of things that people swear are true, maybe not, you know, when you dig around a little bit more. So
really?
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. But they send you email.
You
I mean, if you if you dare to stand up, are you? Don't they kind of come after you a little bit with, like, you know, torches and no?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think probably sometime Amazon reviews get posted, but since I don't read Amazon reviews, I'm safe there, so I don't
yeah.
know. And I think most people that read my books realize that they're not going to be. I mean, if you want to know what the dresses look like, you're probably not going to want to read my book.
But if you want a fantastic read, everybody go www.sallymackenzie.net, pick up The Naked Viscount if you haven't. Oh, and The Naked Prince is coming out in February, the novella online, and The King is next June, so you can still jump in and get naked, as they say. Is that appropriate? Get naked.
That's good.
Okay.
I like to get naked.
Everybody get naked. Okay.
Cool.
Thank you so much, Sally, and everybody, thank you for joining us again for Canned Laughter and Coffee.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time. I can't
oh,
imagine.
I'm
I can't
so
really
glad.
It. It's over already.
See? I told you. Whoop. And then whoosh. All right, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday for more Canned Laughter and Coffee. Everybody, be safe, and we'll see you soon.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.